Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, this week, all week at BIMI, it's what we call Enrichment Week. And that's a week when we invite our veteran furloughing missionaries to come by. It doesn't cost them anything, and we have a pastor and some of his church people come down from way up in Ohio, and they bring food and they cook them wonderful meals. And we have sessions, and we take the teenagers out, and we take the younger children out on different things. And it's just the week to help the missionaries get away from the everyday stress of life and spend some time with other people who understand them. And all the children always leave saying, hey, those other children were just like us. So pray for us this week as we have this entire week will be devoted to being an encouragement to our veteran missionaries. And we appreciate the churches and people that help us to do that. Well, let me tell you today about Kyle and Elizabeth Birchwell, and they're preaching the gospel of Christ over in Liberia, West Africa. And Kyle says, God has already opened so many doors of ministry this year. Earlier in the year, an evangelist that came over from the States, and Brother Pelletier, has been involved in assisting and facilitating national ministry in Liberia for nearly several decades now. And since I've known him, since I was a very small boy, I was able to be a part of that. We were able to visit several schools, both government public schools and private Christian schools, to preach the gospel and present Bibles from our literature container project. Many students accepted Christ and received their very own Bibles. As we were visiting the schools and villages that we'd planned to visit, word quickly spread and opportunities to preach and distribute Bibles in other schools continued to arise. And praise God for open doors. Considering how hard it can be to simply speak the name of Jesus in schools in the U.S., the widely swinging doors of opportunity here for the gospel can be stunning. The love of Christ is the only thing that will bring true, lasting, positive change to Liberia. And it has to grip the hearts of the next generation of Liberians, or the charismatic movement and the massive influx of Muslim influence will sweep this country into a deeper spiritual darkness. With all glory to God, I was able to personally lead 28 young Liberians to Jesus during this trip, and many, many more made professions of faith. Now, that's wonderful news, and I too know Brother Pelletier had him preach for me back in the days when I was pastor, and we praise the Lord for his continued ministry there in Liberia, and for our missionaries being able to plug into that. Now, back to the newsletter, Brother Birchwell says, there was also a Bible conference with a national mission we were working with, New Testament Baptist Mission, headquarters in New Jerusalem Township. I was blessed with the opportunity to preach several times at the conference. It was an encouraging, thoroughly uplifting gathering in Elizabeth's first Liberian conference experience. Well, also back in February, we were blessed to join some missionary friends of ours, Bruce and Amanda Stewart, for a marriage conference in Europea Old Town, an interior town in Nimba County near the border with Ivory Coast. And I was blessed to be able to teach in the conference, as well as to partake in some further public school outreaches where we preached the gospel and distributed school materials and more Bibles. And I would say thank the Lord for the ministry of the Birchwells in Liberia.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.